the mare, we weren't born in Graeba. It was our village and school. Now I'm talking about 1928 and into the 30s. We lived on Mad Island. Well, it wasn't really an island. There was what they called a causeway onto it. We called it a roan. And high tides or rough water, you'd be cut off for 2 or 3 hours. We had to walk to school, through the fields, water dry. We wore boots and stockings up to the knee, and short breeks. There weren't any long breeks in them days. Now it was short breeks held up with galluses, and a gemsy with a pattern on the collar, and a tie to match. The tie usually had stripes across it, and you usually chewed the end of the tie and you clinked your nose in the sleeve. The weans nowadays are curted to school and motor cars. And their school bags, they're bigger and heavier than their sail. Our school bags wasn't very heavy. Nah, a jotter and a pencil and a reading book. And our piece, there were nae school meals in them days. Now, our piece was 2 rounds of plain loaf. It wasn't sliced in them days either. Now, your ma cut it with a knife, and were handmade butter on it, and rhubarb or blackberry jam. And it was round newspaper. You got out of school at 12 o'clock, and you ate your piece. Then you went to the Goat Isle and played football. The master would ring a horn bell at 9 o'clock and you went back in, maybe covered with gutters and the sweet blend on you. Of course, we had other pastimes, such as hoops. That was the ram on our bicycle wheel and a bit of bent wire. And peeries. Well, that's what we called them. Now, I think the right name was tops and cheesers. Chestnuts with a hole drilled through them and a bit of string through it. And we blathered it yen and other till they broke. And the hussies, they had skipping rates. Well, the education folk in them days was reckoned generous. They supplied the rate and the fat bar. The teachers in my time was Earl Marshall Hall and the wife. And then Ferris and the wife. And Miss Morrison. She was born in Graeba and went to Graeba school as a wean. Then taught on it for over 40 years. Nowadays, the weans at school are all well dressed. Some has uniforms. There were none of that in our day. Although, mind you, I think some of the higher schools had a uniform. The wee fellas had skull caps and a tie to match. The hussies had what they called a jam frock, tied round the middle with some kind of a belt. Mind you, the frocks was a kind of short in them days, a bit like the miniskirt now. And they wore white stockings up to the knee. And navy blue knickers with elastic round the legs. There's no elastic round the legs of the knickers now. There's no legs and the knickers. Who and ever, that's another story. But Graeba has fairly changed all the same. There used to be only 3 streets in it. Main Street, Church Street and North Street. Hardbury Draw, as they called it. Like the song says, "Wha saw the Graeba lasses, wha saw them gone a while. Wha saw the Graeba lasses coming down the Hardbury Draw." Some of them had bits and stockings, some of them had nane of all. Some of them had big bare backsides coming down the Hardbury Draw. And then there was the Breedkirks. Hugh Baird and Tommy Moore, Bertie Dawn and Eddie McConkey. There's others now, Connie Mayne. They used to go into the islands. But my ma used to bake like a lot of other folk, like soda and wheaten, pretty breed, pretty oaten, an oaten breed. And the beef carrots, Ellie Morrison. We used to have to run across and get the beef. Your ma gave you a pie dish and half a crown. And you got a pun of stewing meat and a pun of sausages and a block of that hard dripping. Aye, and you got change out of the half crown. Now, the reason we had to meet the Kirks was, you see, there were no road onto the island in them days. Now, cars couldn't go ever. And it was the Borstal boys that made the road onto it. The Malone Training School. Aye, they had their summer camp in the island. And they had to make a road across to get the lorries over with the wooden huts. Now, that was in the early 30s. The tide was a bit of a nuisance at the islands. We used to use it as an excuse to get out of school early. But if you were going out at night, and you had to see what time their own covered through the day, then you see it would be covered about the same time at night. So if you were going courting, you had to make it quick. Only a time I come to their own and it was just covered. You had to tuck your bits and socks off and wad across, or else wait for 2 or 3 hours. But mind ye, wadding across the rough stains in your bare feet in December, so it put the notion of curtain out of your head. You see, you couldn't stay out any longer, for the houses had to be on at 10 o'clock in them days. There was another big job, washing blankets. The beds in them days had woolen blankets and patchwork quilts, aye, and sometimes a top coat. We had to turn the big manga. You see, there were fleas in them days. We called them fleas. You picked up the organ at skill. But you wouldn't hear tell of fleas now. Of course, the folk has washing machines now and they wash every day. In them days, they only washed yenst a week and the blankets yenst a year. Nah, a flea wouldn't have an earthly nowadays. When we got home for school, we got a drop of tea and then we had to go on to the South Isle to bring the cow home to be milked. You learned to milk young in them days. There used to be a lot of cats about the farms. And you see, they used to keep them for to keep the rats and mice down. You see, there were no poison in them days. The cats I knew when it was milking time. You see, there was a tin dish in the byre, and I can see the cats yet, around the dish with their tails up. And then the milk was put through a separator, and the cream was made into butter. And the servant man was sent yenst a week to Davy Davison's with the butter, and the horse and cart, and a list of goods to bring back. And then they used to kill the pigs in the farms in them days. There was the pig killers. Wally Gilmer for Kerdy and Petey Keg for Ballyfrenas. Most of the farmers would put a pig in the tub and they wanted time, like for their own use. And the folk used to come for Graeber to get a bit of leather. Our summer holidays for school was spent in the fields, making hay. That was all done by hand then. We used to hit a day of the raking, like with a big rake called a cuddy rake. And the corn was cut with reaper and tied with hand and stooped and cart in with horse and cart. And built in what they called runabouts and hovels. The skill used to get off at pretty rising time, and the weans used to go to the farms to gather pretties. We used to clock them. Now, the drill was split with a drill pew, and you put bags round your knees. We called them knee clutes, and you got down on your knees and clotted at them. Well, you were more or less hoping for them. And you put them into rod baskets with a hole on each side, and then into a bang, and cover it with stray, and slitch in the top to keep the frost off them. Well, I mean, the taves I brought to the field. You got tea at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You went home for your dinner. Boy, tea in the field was quite nice. Runs of plain loaf and then blackberry jam and maybe a bit of barn brick and tea and a mug out of a big tin can. But you were aye glad when it was quarting time. The Earl folk was able to tell the time by the sun. But you couldn't go wrong, for there was a bell in Rosemount Estate, and it rung to tell the workers there that it was quarting time. And there was yin and Mern Stewart day. The farmers in them days helped yin another. They caught it neighbouring, especially at the threshing. The big mill would come into the district, and it was steam in them days. And there was Hughie McCharty for Billy Cron Moore, and Hugh Moore for Kirkcobin. They would have threshed for a week in the district, yin farmer helping the other, and then some folk would come to get calf, like to fill the bed tack. And us youngins would be there to chase after the rats and mice.